This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A senior Chinese health official said Thursday he was shocked by the World Health Organization's plan for the second phase of a COVID-19 origin study. The National Health Commission vice minister dismissed the lab leak theory as a rumor running counter to common sense. The head of the WHO acknowledged last week that it was premature to rule out a potential link between the pandemic and a leak of the coronavirus from a Chinese lab. The health vice minister said that the lab in the city of Wuhan has no virus that can directly infect humans. He said that China has made repeated clarifications and does not accept the WHO plan. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appeared to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. And while the Biden administration has vowed to continue financial assistance and logistical support for Afghan forces, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the focus of U.S. military efforts there will be countering terrorist threats, not the Taliban. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he will continue this encounter with China's to attempt to stem the flow of deadly drugs being smuggled into the United States via Mexico. Biden, doing an appearance on a CNN town hall-style program from Cincinnati, said his administration is dealing with the whole opioid issue by significantly increasing the number of people in the Justice Department working on it. Fentanyl is considered 50 times to 100 times stronger than heroin. The health crisis in America caused by synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Some U.S. objectives said during the administration of former President Donald Trump with respect to China remain unmet. China has not taken action to control additional fentanyl precursors following Beijing's crackdown on two such substances in 2018. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive flooding triggered by days of heavy rain. Authorities say around 200 people have been evacuated in the provincial capital, Zhengzhou. Soldiers led rescue efforts in the city, saw the equivalent of a year's average rain dumped in just 3 days. The rainfall in the region was the heaviest since record-keeping began 60 years ago. Weather forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region. Hong Kong police charged 2 top editors and 2 editorial writers at the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper. Four charged with collusion weeks after Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy newspaper was forced to cease publication and its assets were frozen. All 4 charged with conspiring to collude with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security under the city's year-old national security law. Hong Kong police raided the Apple Daily office in June, taking hard drives and laptops as evidence. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of the controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote, VOA News.